We're back on with Ryan McGilvery, Wildlife Tech, out of the Crystal Falls office for the DNR. Thank you so much for more of your time.
Yeah, absolutely, Adam.
Looking forward to continuing our conversation. We kind of went through bear season in the Amasaw BMU, talked about numbers. We mentioned habitat and why the habitat is so good in East Iron County especially, which is also considered one of the premier grouse areas, grouse and woodcock for that matter. So let's talk about that going into this second part here. How do you think grouse season is shaping up so far, still with all the leaves on the trees right now, but are you hearing about good flush rates?
I am. The hunters that I talk to, we do get a fair amount of hunters on a typical year that come through our office looking for maps, looking for suggestions, and they just want to touch base with us. This year we've been getting more calls than normal because they can't stop into the offices because our state offices are still closed down and they're by appointment only, and we're receiving phone calls. But from what I'm talking to, I've run into a few hunters in our gem in northern Dickinson County and Ralph, actually quite a few hunters, more than I typically see this early. I think a lot of people are still taking advantage of getting outdoors with everything going on and being cooped up in houses and just the life we're living right now. So it seems like there's a lot of people out there and they're seeing birds. I'm seeing birds in a lot of areas that you typically don't see birds, so that's telling me it's going to be a good year. I know a lot of them that are saying this, it's a little bit thick this year so far. You know, a lot of the foliage is still on. The colors are changing down here in Iron County, Crystal Falls area. It's starting to change pretty quick here. As you go south, it's not so much. You get down to the Iron Mountain area, and it's still fairly green. But a lot of the people that I've run into out there have come from Wisconsin, come from the Dakotas, and they're new hunters here, and they're surprised at how much leaves are on, and they can hear the birds, but they can't see them. So I always recommend to people, if they're traveling here, to come at that like middle of October time when the leaves are off. But it looks like it's going to be a good year. I'm getting a few reports now in north of Crystal Falls, kind of Amasaw area, of some sicker looking birds. We had West Nile come through a couple years ago, and we had people turn in some birds that were really skinny. They couldn't fly. They really didn't have much for breast meat on. And we didn't really have any of that last year. Now I'm starting to get reports from up there again. I've had a couple reports that their dogs are actually catching birds because they're not really flying and no breast meat on them. So kind of the same symptoms. So I imagine it's going to come back West Nile. But we're going to try to get a few birds tested just to confirm that's what it is. So if people are seeing that out there and they're getting those birds, it'd be good to contact your local DNR office and see if you can meet up and submit that for testing. We don't need the breast meat off of it. It'll just be the rest of the carcass. And you can't get West Nile from eating grouse. It would just be something that we would like to know if it's out there on the landscape.
DNR Wildlife Tech, Ryan McGilvery, out of the Crystal Falls office with us on the Outdoor Show today. All right, let's move to deer. Let's talk a little bit about what it's looking like this year in your neck of the woods for, you know, deer on the landscape, habitat. Are you feeling pretty good about all the acorns in your area I've been hearing about?
Yeah, it seems like we have a pretty good acorn crop this year. It's really hard to say this early in the season what it's going to look like. We haven't had as much contact with hunters as we generally do. I've seen a few bucks here and there, but on a typical year, I'm out a lot more in the field and in interacting with hunters, and just such a non-typical year that it's going to be hard to say. But I've had some reports of some good bucks. I've seen some decent antler development on some. The ones I've seen from people from trail cameras, I've seen a few really exceptional bucks that I typically don't see in our area. So I hope it's going to be a good year. I think it will. It doesn't seem like the winter was as hard on the deer as we thought. Based on the collars that we have out there on deer right now, we really didn't see a lot of mortality last year from the winter. I think it ended early enough in the spring that allowed the deer to bounce back and come through the winter. But I think we'll see a little bit in antler development. I've seen some nice ones, but typically on a deep snow winter like that, we're going to see a little bit of a reduction in antler development. So we may see that this year, but I think it's going to be, if I had to guess, I would say it's going to be right about the same as what we saw last year for deer harvest. So,
wildlife technician for the DNR out of the Crystal Falls office, thank you so much, Ryan McGilvery, for your time today, man. It was great to hear your voice back on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really great talking with you, Adam.
And this is The Outdoor Show.